Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hello everybody, welcome to the United Stands. I'm Mark Goldbridge and this video has been a long time coming. The question I want to pose before I get into my rants is this. What is your thoughts on the summer transfer window for Manchester United? What's your expectation and has it been eroded by the behaviour of Sir Jim Ratcliffe's new ownership percentage at Manchester United? And what I mean by that and what has really sparked this was the Swedish coach talking about Gyökeres saying that he can go to any Premier League club and he will score loads of goals. And yet, this is not necessarily a priority target for Manchester United anymore. At what point did we become so irrelevant in the summer transfer window that we're actually going, oh, Gyökeres is going to go to a rival, Osimhen's going to go to a rival, this player's going to go to a rival, and we're basically going to be looking for cheap stuff at Poundland? And that, to me, I accept that's the reality, but when did it become the reality? And this is what's annoying me, is that we have now established the situation at Manchester United where a CEO can basically say things like, we are not necessarily going to be investing significant amounts in the summer transfer window, and we don't even react to it anymore. That's from the CEO, Omar Berada, a couple of weeks ago. We're not necessarily going to be investing significant amounts in the team over the next few years, potentially, because we've got to build a stadium, we've got to cut costs. I remember when we were cutting costs so we could buy players. We're now cutting costs because that's what the club wants to do. And that's a very, very big situational change. That's a very big shift. If you look at someone like Marcus Rashford, if he goes in the summer, you're saving around £15 million a year in wages and you're raising around £40 million in pure profit. That's not far off £60 million. If Casemiro goes off, that's nearly £80 million. You've got Eriksen, you've got Lindelof. You know, £100 million very easily raised this summer transfer window. You know what you can do with £100 million. Yes, we've got to pay off previous transfers, but last summer we had to pay off previous transfers. It's not a new thing to say we've got to pay £89 million on players we've already bought. Last summer, we still would have had year two, three payments on other players as well. So why is it that we've gone from we need to cut costs so we can buy players to we just want to cut costs and we still won't be able to potentially buy players? What is the strategy for this summer transfer window? And why have we lost our way as a football club? We're not going to catch up. We're not going to play the game with the likes of Newcastle, Aston Villa, Chelsea, Liverpool, Arsenal and the rest if we're still looking to cut costs. We've literally got rid of half of our workforce. We're literally looking to potentially sell a Garnacho or a Mainoo. It's just money, 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 cuts, cuts, cuts. But what impact is this having on the summer transfer window? I mean, I find it so frustrating. And I've been thinking about it for a while and I've been thinking about how to pose the question. And the question really is, what are we doing in your head? Because in my head, I look at the thing like the Gyökeres thing and go, hold on a minute. When we sacked Ten Hag in November, and we brought Amrim in November, Gyökeres was the experienced striker we were going for. And then a couple of months ago, no, we're not going for that. Man United don't want to spend on a 26-year-old because there's no resale value. You know, oh, what are we going to do? Oh, Jonathan David's cheap. And that's not a strategy to success. When Ten Hag was kicked out of the club, who sacked Ten Hag? The media and the fans. Why did they sack Ten Hag? Because the results weren't good enough. Were we 15th in the league then? Were we in a better position than we are now? Yes. But we sacked him because we felt that after two and a bit years, Ten Hag wasn't taking the club forward. Fans didn't say sack Ten Hag so we can make a load of cuts. Fans said sack Ten Hag because we think we can be better. So we bring Amrin in, which makes everybody get excited, but he is a manager that needs a completely set of different set of players. So you bring Amrin in and you go, oh, well, hold on a minute, we've probably got a bit of money. But we bring Amrin in, oh, we haven't got any money. We need to sack, we need to cut, we need to sell this, that and the other. And yet we sacked Ten Hag because even though we're in a better position, we thought we could be better. We bring Amrim in, who clearly needs money. We're in a worse situation and we're saying there might not be any money. I don't understand how the strategy has changed. And yeah, there is so much going on that sometimes you lose your way. There's a stadium. There's where we are in the league. There's injuries. There's performance. There's a system to get used to. But ultimately, Amrim needs players. Ultimately, Man United are far behind our rivals. We need to spend money. We need to bring better players in. And yet you look around and you sort of like go, it's the March international break. We should be looking at this player, that player. We should be looking at whether we can get Cherki. We should be looking at whether we can get Mecha. We could be looking at whether we get another goalkeeper. We should be looking at all these things. But actually what we get very publicly is we've got no money. We've got no money. It's tough times ahead. It's cut, cut, cut. And yet money is coming into the club. You can see where it's going to come in. And you go, they still talk about, yeah, we don't really want to invest. We don't really invest. I mean, look, you talk about Cherki from Lyon. We're going to see him in a couple of weeks. So we'll see him in 4K. We'll see what he's all about. He's out of contract in a year's time. He's an absolute bargain waiting to happen. There will be competition. I accept that. But he's not going to cost 100 million quid. Lookman at Atalanta is out of contract in a year. Good forward player. Probably better than what we've got. Vlahovic out of contract in a year. There are players out there that Manchester United can move on. But honestly, that's the question. What is our strategy? Now, obviously, I understand that some of it might be kept back. But what they're saying publicly is not a lot of money. Not a lot of money. It's so frustrating because the stadium could take years to build. Years to build. And take away the stadium because that seems to mask a lot of people's concerns.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
I guarantee we'll get people in the comments going, oh, you know what? We're building a stadium. We're building a future. Rome wasn't built in a day. Well, it wasn't built in a day. And a new stadium's not going to be built in 5 years either. So what are we doing for the next 5 years? At what point do we start spending the money that needs to be required? Because I ask you the question again, what is Manchester United's transfer strategy? You haven't got a bloody clue. We will buy players, but you don't know at what value, at what quantity. You don't know. I think we've always had an idea of what United's transfer strategy is over the last decade or the last 30 years. It hasn't always come off. Sometimes we've overspent. Sometimes we've got it wrong. But we have gone out and tried to buy players to a certain value with a certain budget. This summer, no idea other than prepare yourselves for the worst. We haven't got a lot of money. And the cold, harsh fact is we need a lot of quality players yesterday, not in 5 years' time. And I look at this strategy that they've got in place and I worry about it because we've gone from best in class patience, yes, but best in class recruitment in every area of the pitch a year ago to bargain cuts. It's a contradiction of what we were being told. And I still think there is a resonating feeling amongst some fans that the strategy is still the same. that we still want to recruit best in class and challenge the likes of Liverpool. But when you actually look at what's coming out of the club from Sir Jim Ratcliffe, from Omar Berada, from, you know, the concerns about we haven't got any money, that's not a best in class strategy anymore. I can't definitively tell you what it is, but I think what it is keep cutting costs. Look, we've already been given, I think, a very clear indication of what Sir Jim wants to do with this football team by what he has done to ticket price rises, to normal members of staff and to charities. He's cutting. Rashford is a big wage earner. He wants him out. Antony is a big wage earner. He wants him out. Casemiro is a big wage earner. He wants him out. Lindelof and Eriksen earn in excess of 100 grand a week. He wants them out. That's going to free up a lot of revenue for the club. That's going to make the club a lot of money to remove those players. What he replaces them with, look, if Marcus Rashford and Casemiro and Victor Lindelof and Christian Eriksen leave the football club, they should all naturally be replaced. If Manchester City lost De Bruyne and Haaland, they would replace them. If Arsenal lost Saka and Jesus, they would replace them. What are we replacing Rashford, Casemiro, Eriksen and Lindelof with? Kids? Cheap free transfers? And that's what I mean. This is the question I asked at the start, and I'll ask you again. What do you think Man United's transfer strategy is? Because there is an answer to that question. Now, you can bury your head in the sand and go, I don't know, I'm going to wait and see. I think everything we're hearing and learning is that it's cheap, cheap cuts. That's what we're going for. We're not going for the fillet of beef. We're going for the stewing steak. And that's what we're doing. We're shopping in the cheap area. And that, I don't know how we got to this point. Because it's almost been accepted that this is what we are now. And as I said, we were cutting the wage bill because the players that we had on big wages didn't justify it. We weren't cutting the wage bill so that the club can save money. We weren't selling certain players to save money. We were selling certain players to raise money to bring better players in. And that's, I suppose, the mic drop, is that something's changed at that football club, or something was hidden from the very outset. Because if I go back to a year ago, I could find you quotes about best in class. We want to compete with the very best. We want to be the best club in England. And that, to me, represented, well, let's see what happens then. Surely that means if you do sell a Casemiro, you bring in an Edison. You know, if you want to sell a, let's say, a Dalot, you go and bring in a Frimpong. Whereas now I think you let Dalot go and you bring in a youth player or someone like, you know, cheap. And if you let Casemiro go, you bring in Sean Longstaff. That is very different to best in class. We want to compete with the best. Are we now a football club that's just looking to stabilise and lower its costs? Are we a football? In a blunt way, if Man United earns £600 million a year, but they're spending £600 million a year, so they're never making any money, are we actually going to rely on that £600 million that we get from you and everybody else and go, if we cut the cost by £200 million, yeah, we'll be slightly worse off, but we'll be £200 million better off? Is that the strategy? Is it to make Manchester United make money so it can pay for stadia? In which case, oh my God. Now, look, we will see what happens in the summer transfer window, but I don't think you can have your cake and eat it on this. I don't think you can cut and be successful. I thought we were getting rid of wages and players so we can reinvest in better players. But I listened to the quotes of Berada and what Sir Jim Ratcliffe is saying in the last few weeks, and I go, sounds to me, we're going to raise tens of millions of pounds by getting players and big wages out, but we're not going to replace them with better players. We're going to absorb, for example, Rashford, 40 million, 20 million in 15 million in wages. Let's say it's 55 million. Does that get invested, 55 million in players? Or is it 20 million on players and 35 million to the club? That's terrifying to me. Get your thoughts in. I've been thinking about this for a long time. It might go over some people's head, but even to those who go, wow, you can't really moan because you don't know what's going to happen. Have we not had enough warnings? We are making money every bloody day by sacking people, by looking to get people out of the football club. Christian Eriksen and Victor Lindelof are going to raise over £10 million just in wages gone. Is that £10 million going to buy us a player? Or is it just going to go in, right, we can use that now towards something else? What is the strategy of the football club? When did it change from let's get rid of the deadwood to bring better players in to let's get rid of the deadwood to make the club more profitable? I couldn't give a shit about how profitable we are. Newsflash, you don't make money out of a football club. You never do. You don't own a football club to make money. Why did Man United land Sir Jim Radcliffe and the Glazers who want to make money out of Man United? You don't make money out of a football club. That's not why you own them. You take your revenue, you spend it on better players. It's not a business project. It's meant to be an entertainment project. Is that what we've become? Or are we going to raise this money and go out there and buy Jokeres? I don't know. But it doesn't sound like it. Get your comments in below. Let me know your thoughts. I'll speak to you on the next one.
Can't even get my words out.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.